So she clearly lives above the normal deliverance that's happening in the midst of the book of Judges. Probably written during the reign of David. We'll talk a little about that in a few minutes. One writer said this, I love this contrast. He said, the period, this period in Israel's history was generally a desert of rebellion and immorality. But the story of Ruth stands in contrast as an oasis think they were looking after his own heart after Saul had the day to be Now, the key word, well, this is a new term, believe it or not, is kinsman redeemer. The Hebrew word for that is goel, G-O-E-L, goel, kinsman redeemer. As was described in the video, kinsman redeemer was a near kinsman who, if the wife of this near kinsman, if his kinsman died, was left bereft of a husband, and she did not have a male heir, that he would step in and redeem that situation. He would turn it around from being desperate, the woman being destitute. She would not like it if there were lands involved. He would step in and purchase the land of his brother, let's say, or his cousin. And he would take that woman to be his wife. I was just listening to some sneaky situations where people, one of our young people, they showed me something someone had sent on Facebook about, you can't be against gay marriage if you're for polygamy, not against polygamy. It's not that simple. Genesis 2:24, God made very plain that his plan, his normative plan of relations, a man shall leave his father and mother, shall cleave into his wife, and the two shall become one flesh, male and female, one flesh, two. Through these kinds of circumstances, where the cultural norms would leave someone vulnerable, destitute, this is one of the ways, practical ways they worked out to care for the widow, was to take her in. Hopefully father children by her so that she would have a male heir. And then the name of the family would go on. They would not be ashamed. They would not be embarrassed. They would not feel judged by God. And some of the brides would grow up and then his move toward adulthood to take care of his mother and take care of those in the family. That's what's going on here. And so, kinsman, redeemer. Look at Ruth 1:16. Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you or to return from following this," is her speaking to Naomi, of course. "But where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God." That's a pivotal term. Had she gone the way of Orpah, just stayed in Moab, who never heard. In God's providence, that was not the plan. She was going to follow Naomi. And Naomi, who felt cursed, would experience an incredible blessing through Ruth's decision to go with her mother-in-law to Bethlehem. And then chapter 3, verse 11, "And now, my daughter, do not fear. I will do for you all that you ask. For all my fellow towns will know that you are worthy." This is Boaz speaking to her in chapter 3. Telling her she has no need to fear. He will strange woman did that, a wicked man would take advantage of her. In fact, if you read Hosea, I think it's Hosea 9, 1, Hosea chides the people for the immorality taking place at the threshing floor. But the righteous man will not do it. And Boaz is a man of integrity. What Naomi hopes is that he will see Ruth there. Again, be reminded of the need of compassion that she and the family had. But act. And so Ruth is actually instructed by Naomi. She says, spread your wings over me, which is, again, that's not an enticement to immorality. That's an appeal. I want to read to you Ezekiel. Came across this. Ezekiel 16:8. Listen to this. This is God speaking to his people through the prophet Ezekiel. When I passed by you again and saw you, behold, you were at the age for love. And I spread the corner of my garment over you and covered your nakedness. I made my vow to you and entered into a covenant with you, declares the Lord God. And you became my witness. If that was a symbol, so when she says, spread your wings over me, she's basically saying, would you marry me? He agrees to, and then he finds out that there's a nearer kinsman. So he says, we need to address that. If he says he will redeem you, or if he will commit to be engaged to you, buy your land, and marry you, then I won't. Again, the integrity of the man is incredible. So the nearer kinsman, Boaz, encounters him, and sits down and says, here's what's going on. They have a relative. Naomi, she's come back and she has a daughter, and she needs someone to marry. You need to redeem. Well, all the man hears is they've got a property. And he says, I'll do that. And so when Boaz says, okay, you buy the property, and you'll marry Ruth, marry Naomi's daughter. He says, oh no, I can't marry the daughter on that. That'll mess up my inheritance plan. So he turns that down. By the way, there's a we'll look at this, I think, in a few minutes. There's in Deuteronomy instruction that you go and ask someone to practice the role of the kinsman redeemer, and they don't do it, they refuse to do it, then of course you go to the next near kinsman. But that person, you take your sandal off and hit them with it. This happens sort of in a public setting. And they come to be known as the fellow who got able to kick with a sandal. That sort of comes to their identity. So it was a real embarrassment not be willing to fulfill this, or to be willing to leave a family member vulnerable. We'll look at that a little, perhaps. Mm-hmm. So you have this, chapter 4 takes in as an example of the whole law of the way of the law of the kingdom of the kingdom. What about Christ and Ruth? The video said the narrator, the author, does not mention God. And it's because of this, by the way, that when the discussion is underway of what books be included in the canon of Scripture, 66 books we now have, there was a huge debate about Ruth, whether or not it belonged. It did not seem to be driven by this clear identity of Yahweh. But thank the Lord, the debate went on, and the inclusion of Ruth prevailed because, as the video stated, the hand of God's providence is clear. Ruth declares, your God will be my God. There's no question about who they're talking about. But the author of the book does not, as we found so previously, highlight the being of God, the God of Israel. So how do you see Christ? Well, you see Christ in Ruth through this image of the kinsman redeemer. Let's look at some passages together, just we'll read some things together for you. Jesus is our kinsman redeemer. He agreed in the covenant of redemption in eternity to come in the fullness of time, become one of us, free from sin, and take our place, redeem us, this morning, purchase us from the auction block of God. This term goel is used 13 times in the book of Ruth. 13 times in this four short chapter. And so when you read it with those lenses, when you know what a kinsman redeemer is, you know what goel is, you understand that the book, the value of the book, is several things. One of them is that it gives us a powerful portrait of Jesus Christ, the love he has for us, what he did for us. As in, you could say that Jesus is our, and the scripture says Jesus is our Boaz. He's our Boaz. And then what about the contribution of the book to the canon of scripture? Well, we can see it from several angles. In terms of literary form, simple, but profound. It's a wonderful story of love. From the historical vantage point, there's a bridge. Judges forms that. Ruth, the story within the time of the Judges actually identifies the one who will typify the monarch. David. Doctrinal should be obvious. The Gentiles are not outside the scope of redemption. The prophets preach this. Pharisees, the Sadducees, Herodians, they missed it or refused to see it. And then morals. When you weave through the strange customs, sleeping at the feet of someone who's lacked it with oppression for, asking to spread his wings, and when you weave through and understand what's going on there, there's a lot of integrity in relationships and marriage. What about Ruth and Esther? Let's compare and contrast. Ruth is a Gentile woman. Esther is a Jewish woman. Ruth lives among the Jews. Esther lived among the Gentiles. Ruth married a Jewish man who, in the royal line of David. Esther married a Gentile man who ruled an empire. Ruth is a story of faith and blessing, and Esther is a story of faith and blessing. These two books made after me by the incredible contributions to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, let's contrast Ruth, Judges. The day of the Judges, Ruth is in the middle of it. Ruth is a model for us of fidelity, righteousness, and purity, the Judges, immorality. Ruth shows power of following the true God. The Judges shows the tragedy of idolatry. Ruth manifests devotion to God and to the people of God. Judges shows us decline, debasement, disloyalty. Ruth is all about love. Judges, when you encounter anything amorous, it's about lust. Ruth is a wonderful story of the peace of God on situation. Judges is